Well, wait a moment, wait a moment. Wait a moment. Those standards were taken away from him.
But in fact, most of these EV that we have here are not identifiable. Do you not understand that?
Well,
and yet you're giving lineal.
But anything further?
So that was,
no,
that's
frustrating.
Kali,
do what you're going to do.
Respectfully, it's very clear to me that different people have different understanding of words mean. But I know what Mahavoy is. I know what Niele is. And I know what certain is. And the law is not certain. That's why we're having this conversation. But you know one thing I'm certain about? That I'm looking at lineal descendants here. That's all I gotta say. Well, as somebody, by the way, was recently arrested in my home community, and I'm tired of the legal games, I'm tired of corruption in high places, I'm tired of a flawed system, a rigged system. I think we just gotta move forward in a common sense way. Yeah? That's all I'll say.
I will take Halil Aloha and then Kamal Kalei.
I kind of take issue with using the term blanket because the only time that was used was a blanket disinterment permit to take and remove all of the EVs in process. Let's not forget that. To now say these are the standards that should have been applicable, that would assume that the church followed 6E. Mm-hmm. It chose not to. It got sued, and the court said 6E should have been followed, so here we are. Mm-hmm. So you kind of just stand up and say, you're not following the standards. Waihapo chose not to do that. That's why 700 people got dug up and they're sitting in the basement. That's why we're here fighting over it, because their uneasiness, their desecration is what we're feeling. We are them. They are us. So when they're uneasy, we are uneasy. So please don't complete the process, because it happened linearly. The church decided not, on advice of its consultant, not to follow the 6E process. The courts ruled that that was wrong. That was a violation of the law. So here we are. The only decision the council is faced with in this case is preserve in place or relocate. That's it. And when the matter comes up, we will be providing testimony to establish that we have the rights as lineal descendants, as recognized lineal descendants, to submit our own burial treatment plan on how and on why this council must preserve in place.
Let me speak to what you were speaking to before I move on to you. Regardless of whether you're a lineal or a cultural descendant, I think we have demonstrated a clear track record of advocating for what the descendants can come to consensus on. At least in the years of service that I have been on this council. Now, I'd like to speak to what you brought up regarding Waihonua. And I believe at that time I was the chair. I had just taken the chairship. This is 11 years now of being in the discussion of these things. What I know now after this amount of time is different from what I knew the year before and a couple of years before, and is way different from what I knew and understood at the very beginning of my journey in service on this borough council. The things that I understand and the things that I see and the discussions that we've been a part of, they are so nuanced sometimes, and it requires us to be highly analytical and to be as well thought out as we can possibly muster. And like I said earlier, I'm not the brightest cookie, but I'm trying my best. Now, I take responsibility, because maybe I should have spoken up for you. If I had been better at the nuances back then, when Waihonua came up, maybe we would have offered you, or I could have been a better advocate for you to be given that lineal descendancy. I apologize if I didn't advocate for you on that.
I'm not asking for an apology. I said I accepted that because the standards were important. I accepted that particular law. And I was fine with being cultural descendant. I still was at the table. And all I'm asking now is those same standards that was separated and delineated and defined be followed. But you're choosing to water down the importance of that delineation between lineal and cultural by recognizing again, by not recognizing that it was intended to be for certain and skeletal remains and not for any skeletal remains, no matter how much you think it's common sense. You know, if you cannot identify it, and Conroy made that quite clear in the Walmart case. You know, if you can't identify it, then you can be culture, but you cannot be lineal. That's all I'm asking, is that we adhere to one standard and not change the very AJRs, just so that it suits our way.
I don't believe that we've done that.
Yes,
and let me switch this example. My family plot at Pu'ukamali'i. If somebody has dug up all of my family from there, I know my family plot. And I don't know which one of them, because there's 75 of them in a very small amount of space. 75. But you can't tell me that if for some reason I had to be recognized to that body of burials, that cumulative of burials, that I wouldn't be a lineal descendant of them. The fact that they may not be there, I'm still related to them. And nobody should determine who I'm related to or not. These people, their family, your family, I believe that in this case, and it would be the same for your family, the names that they have identified to us are names that we know are associated with having been buried there. The fact that we can't say, well, this was one of them, this is in the area that we know we're dealing with, and they are acknowledging their willingness to be accountable for their advocacy. Are we that wrong?
And we need a vote.
Over talking.
So, in front of us, we have this Omana. Shifty recommends that OIBC continue to afford applicants cultural descent recognition because Shifty cannot find the borough. If nobody else from the community, I come on the light.
So I just want to say a couple of things. Number one, I kakou this ohana 100% more, and mahalo this ohana for the work they do, for the aloha they have for our kupuna. And the fact that we cannot identify our kupuna, it's not our fault. I know I have kupuna in the basement of that church. I don't have the records to prove it. That doesn't make me any less ohana to them. Right? So, the reason we're here today, because of the decisions that the church made to go ahead and break every freaking law they could break until the court held them accountable. They broke them all. Shifty held them. They broke them all. That's why we're here today. So we can malama our kupuna. And at every turn that we try to come and stand forward and stand strong for them and have aloha for them, who's objecting at every every single turn is the church. Who has 700 kupuna in their basement? It's the church, not us. We never dig them up, we never disturb them. We stand here today as ohana because we want to malama them and we want them to go home and to be resting again. And stop all these silly arguments about this, that, and the other thing. The bottom line is, we have 700 kupuna that have been in the basement of the church, some of them over 10 years, and we want them to go home. We want them to be at peace again, we want them to be resting again. And until that happens, we're not at peace, we're not resting, and we will continue to come forward at every chance we have to stand up for our kupuna. The reason we're in the church, I'll repeat it again, is because the reason we're here is because of the church, not us. We here to malamala kupuna. We're not here to desecrate them. The church continues to do every day, every minute, every second that passes, and those kupuna continue to stay in a dank, dark basement in God knows what kind of shape, because they can't get over themselves. And now we've got to go through this process backwards. Who does this? Dig up 7-inch kupuna and then come and find justice. There's no justice here. At the end of the day, there's no justice. There's no peace. There's no rest. And the only thing we can do as ohana is to start a process to get them home. That's the only thing we can do to fix this, to try to fix it. Until then, the church got no standing, as far as I'm concerned. The church either needs to turn around and do the right thing or sit down and respect the ohana. Period.
Mahalo. Chair writes the motion.
Go ahead.
I make a motion that we... I make a motion that we recommend lineal descendancy to items at breast Ali Katedas and Ohana, names provided on attachment. Do I have to read them? Descendancy recognition of application of Native Hawaiian scepter remains of Mary Kabaka and David Kanuha, located in Kauai Ha'awa Church. For the Oahu District, Island of Oahu, TMK 12103217.
It has been moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
So carried.
Just for a point of clarification, that I would not cause me to change my vote at all. But being, Mana, now that you are now a lineal descendant to Mary Kamaka, that doesn't mean anything until you can find Mary Kamaka's Evi that are in a basket somewhere in the basement of a church. Is that correct? Is that so? Really, until you identify that basket.
Yeah.
So what are we arguing about?
Exactly.
I gotta go, guys.
Can I just add, I love the names, Kamaka, the IC, and Kanuha, the family is Nuha.
Mahalo.
Jonathan, I just want to go on the record saying I take issue with the idea that you gotta know where they are. Because we, like was pointed out before, families not come out, they knew where they were. We're not the ones that took them out. But, so you cannot shift the burden to us to figure out, okay, point out your kupuna, you know, and then we'll recognize you. Mm-hmm. The claim is to these individuals that they got moved. I mean, it has to be recognized that it was moved by the church. They should have been tracking them, but maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But you cannot put that onus on, or that burden on the families to say, figure out where they are, then you're a recognized lineal descendant. I'm always a descendant of my kupuna, regardless of where she is or where I am.
Yo, mahalo.
Mahalo.